he is a rock and roll singer, a songwriter, and actor whose entertainment career has spanned well over 50 years. Known by many as the godfather of shock rock, his stage performances feature everything from guillotines, or did feature everything from guillotines to baby dolls. His band, which developed in the 1960s, released its first album in 1969 and went on to become an international hit in 1971. In the 1970s, he left the band and decided to go solo, releasing his 19th album as a solo artist in 2011. He is often credited with helping to shape the look and feel of heavy metal rock, as he was the first to introduce horror in his stagecraft. In both 1984 and 1997, he was nominated for a Grammy Award for AC, The Nightmare, and Hands of Death, Burn Baby Burn, respectively. While he was a heavy drinker over the course of his lifetime, he described his journey to faith in an interview with GodReports.com. He said, "My father was a pastor and my grandfather was an evangelist. Actually, both were evangelists. I grew up in the church and all my friends were church kids. I had so much fun. I was in church Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Friday night. All my social life was based around kids in the church. When the Beatles hit the music scene, he and his friends formed a band of their own." He said, "I looked around and thought, there's no villains in rock and roll. Why not create rock's ultimate villain?" Hence, he created a character that was all his own. At first, he said, "I didn't think about how that might affect my faith at all. The Bible is full of villains. I thought, I'll be this villain. I gave Alice his I gave A his parameters, those areas he wouldn't go past. After the band's first big success with the single I'm 18, his life took a downward spiral as he headed for self-destruction and left behind what he had been taught. He said, "We were probably a threat to the public at the time. We were the ones who lived. Most of our friends died trying to be rock and roll stars. I drank with these guys, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Keith Moon, every night, and I watched every one of them go down. The reason is that they tried to be their character off stage. His heavy drinking, however, took a toll. He said, "I drank for a long time. I was throwing up blood every morning. I was really a bad alcoholic. I wasn't cruel or mean, but I was definitely self-destructive." Following his tour in 1977, he checked in for alcohol treatment and cirrhosis of the liver. He said, I had to go through the cure. I came out of the hospital and it was a miracle. My alcoholism was gone. God took it away from me. It was an absolute miracle. In 30 years, I have never once had a craving for alcohol. That doesn't happen every day. After realizing the miracle that was his life, he worked to get back to the faith he had been taught and reconciled with his wife, whose father was a Baptist preacher. The couple began attending church in Phoenix, Arizona. He said there was a pastor in Phoenix who was a hellfire and brimstone preacher. There would be 6,000 people there, and he was talking to me every Sunday. Of course he wasn't, but he was just nailing me. Every week I'd come out exhausted, and I said, I don't want to go back. It was like torture, but I always came back. I finally decided I had to go to one side or the other. I had to make a decision, because I was so convicted. The Lord really convicted me. He returned to church and gave his life to Christ. He said, when that's filled, you're really satisfied. And that's where I am right now. I'm very young in the faith, even though I grew up in the faith. So I do a lot of Bible reading and Bible studies. He says that while he is still a rock and roller, he and his wife attend a good, strong Bible teaching church, and he doesn't do rock music the way he used to. He said, I don't do it in the same spirit I used to do it in. I watch the songs lyrically. Some of the songs I used to do were way over the line. Before I was self-centered. Everything was for me. Self was God. Humans make really lousy gods. We have to let God be God and let us be what we are. My focus changed. Instead of serving me, I began to serve Christ. I am the perfect example of the prodigal son. His name is Vincent Furnier, better known as Alice. This is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Alice Cooper gave his life to Christ, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.